I just feel like I've been around the block, ripping up fantasy stock, working around the clock. Look at the view from the top. Researching rookies a lot? No, I just be listening to pods, yeah. One in particular, I'm just a messenger, let me just pass on the rock. Browning, Brunning, Bruning, pronouncing ain't what he's doing. What he's doing is not losing, but infusing you with new things. And there's Dennis the Bennett, yeah. The man is a menace, yeah. Building a dynasty, some of the finest things, promise you, you won't regret it. Sly as a fox, cultured in pop, give him his props. Here is a thought, here is a box, and you cannot compare him at all, so don't even try. Careful with the news, but when you use a take, I take up Tony Fire, I mean dire, because anyone else is a huge mistake. Whoa, fantasy round table, fantasy round table, yeah. Fantasy round table, come take a look at the crown, baby. Hey, fantasy round table, fantasy round table, fantasy round table, come take a look at the crown, baby. Go.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Fantasy Football Roundtable Podcast. We are back on a beautiful Monday, and we are going to be giving you guys way too early playoff predictions and playing the little NFL schedule game here. We are going to go through and pick all of the games, give you guys who we expect here in early May to win each conference, and then go through and win the Super Bowl. And then at the beginning of the season, we will run through again and see how much that may have changed for us. But before we get to that, Matt, Dennis, as always, are here with me. How you guys doing on this beautiful Monday?
No, I'm doing pretty good. My son had three baseball games last week. Started off with an 0-for-5 slump with 5 strikeouts. It was a rough start those first couple games. Man, third game, his first at bat, he jerked one to left field, man. It's like what we've been waiting for. 2-run double to start his third game. He went 2-for-4 with 3 RBIs, so I was pretty stoked about that. Made a beautiful play at second base. He's just shining at catcher. So the other teams, all their coaches, all like, man, who's that catcher? Now, I don't think he's long-term a catcher because the dude's going to be like 6'8". So you don't see a lot of big catchers.
No.
But I mean, he's 5'5 at 10 years old. So he's probably not going to be a catcher long-term. But I'm pretty excited for his prospects. You know, he's my little league all-star.
Well, I'm just rolling through. I've been doing a lot of rookie drafts, starting to get afraid of all the players that I'm heavily invested in now.
Yeah, rookie draft season's really kind of brought me down a little bit. I'm not going to lie. I was really excited, like, before the NFL draft and everything. It's like, man, this is going to be a good class. I got all these seconds I traded for throughout the year, and then this been doing these drafts. I'm like, well, these seconds kind of suck. I don't really like taking Tylan Wallace at the end of the second, and, you know.
I feel like Kadarius Toney is the end of the second guy that nobody likes it, but they're taking. Yeah. You just look at him at 212, and you're going. I mean, he was a first round draft pick. At some point, you just got to say there's value in the draft capital. You got to take him. But I get it. I'm like, there's like 13 guys, and then it's 14 guys, and then it's a garbage fire.
It doesn't feel good when you're heavily invested in Lamar Jackson's passing futures.
So that's what I was going to ask you. Who's like the one player that you're probably most like heavily have most shares in, I guess?
I mean, early in the process, it seemed like I had a ton of Javonte Williams. I know. Big shock there.
That's good.
And Amon-Ra St. Brown. But it seems like the second spate of drafts, I've gotten lucky. I think I have 5 shares now of Najee Harris. I've gotten them as early as 1. Obviously, the draft we did together, I'm sure you were a little bit surprised when I just decided to forego. Apparently, in Superflex, I decided quarterbacks don't matter and took a running back. But I was like, I got to get him somewhere. I got him in another Superflex league. He dropped to pick 5. So I took him there. But then the receiver that I seem to be ending up with the most lately is Rashad Bateman, which is where I said I'm suddenly now heavily invested in Lamar Jackson being able to be a good passer.
I like Rashad Bateman. I do too myself in the late first round of Superflex drafts, taking more Mac Jones than I expected. I just – I said something a few shows ago, and I think I bought into my own bullshit, maybe. That, you know, Josh McDaniels spent 14 years coaching a quarterback that kind of had Mac Jones's physical ability to a whole bunch of Super Bowl wins. And so if Jones can put it together between the ears, he could have surprisingly consistent upside. You know, he's probably never going to be top five, but he's going to float around in that 8 to 14 range if he puts it together. And that's like super consistent. So I find myself grabbing him. I miss out on I think Ja'Marr Chase is the guy I'm getting the most of, because I'm missing out on the running backs and the high end quarterbacks being kind of in the middle of that first round. And I'm not as high on ETN. So if I'm faced with the choice of Chase or ETN, I'm almost always going with Chase.
Yeah, and it seems like ETN is going way high. I mean,
yeah, I mean, there's still a lot of people who really like him. I mean, I'm not one of them, but there's a lot of people who consider him
to be a top wide receiver in the class, according to Urban Meyer.
Yeah, you know, it's smokescreen season. I guess mine's probably staying on brand here, Ja'Marr Jefferson. I feel like I grab him in the fourth round of every draft just because I can't quit a guy. And then I've actually gotten a lot of Amon Ra for some reason. He seems to have fallen a lot. I don't know if it's just because they don't believe in Jared Goff or what, but I think I've grabbed him late in a lot of my drafts. So I've been kind of happy about that one. I like Amon Ra St. Brown. I think he's going to be pretty good. So let's go ahead and talk about the schedules again. We're probably going to get this mostly wrong, although I think I was pretty close on some of mine last year. I looked good on Arizona, and then they ended up completely shitting the bed.
Really close on the predictions we did this method in August.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I'm interested to see how much that changes from now till August, obviously, because that's kind of, you know, there's a lot that's going to happen between now. They're doing rookie mini camps right now. There's going to a lot that's going to happen throughout the summer and then off season, preseason. We'll probably do it, I say probably right before the season kicks off. We'll do one more episode, kind of see how things have changed. Let's see here. So Matt, I'll let you go ahead and kick it off first. We'll start with what did I write down here first? The AFC East. So give me who won the AFC East for you and the rest of the records for the four teams in the AFC East, the Bills, Dolphins, Patriots, and Jets.
Okay, so I think we talked about this. There is a prediction site. If you're looking at it, it's called playoffpredictor.com. It puts in the actual NFL schedule. We have all been kind of using this because it just shows you the schedule and lets you pick game by game, week by week, and then you see how it adds up at the end. What I did is I just fired it up. I did not dwell on any particular matchup, just tried to pick the first that was coming off and not look at how I was tallying through. So this is what I ended up with for the East. I had Buffalo winning at 11-6. I had Miami 9-8. And, of course, the first adjustment is getting used to these new records with 17 games. I had the Pats at 9-8 and then the Jets at 3-14. I guess I was a little surprised that I had the Jets so low because I think they have some potential, but it probably just speaks to how I felt about their matchups week to week.
Yeah, so we're actually fairly close on some of these. I'll go second here. So I had the Bills, and so I'll say the same thing. We were talking about this pre-show, and I did the same thing. I just kind of went through it as like gut reaction, just kind of clicking who I think is going to win this game. Again, this is based a lot, let's be honest, solely based on what we saw last year from these teams and then how we think they might have improved some throughout free agency and the drafts. And I'm going to be honest, some of my stuff's going to be really messed up. I didn't realize how bad I had some of these teams until we got done and I started looking at these things. But so the Bills, I had them at 14-3, the Dolphins at 10-7, the Pats at 8-9, and the Jets at 3-14 as well. I did. The one I went back and looked through, I actually did have them winning the Rookie Bowl there against Trevor Lawrence. I kind of went back through and just looked at certain games I thought were interesting that we talked about last week, Matt, kind of looked, and that was one of the ones that I noticed. I did pick the Jets to win, but I'm not as high on them either. I do think that they're improving. I think they're going to be a better team in the future, but I think they're probably a year or two away, mostly because of that defense. Dennis, do you have your AFC East predictions done?
I'm still in week 11 of getting mine redone. So if you could come back to me.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's,
I didn't. If for those of you out there listening and watching, I, in my haste to get home, I shut my system down before saving my first pass. So my next first pass is the one you're gonna get.
All right, we'll keep on rolling, and then whenever he's ready, we'll have him jump in and talk about whichever divisions we've already gone through. So let's go to the AFC West now. Matt, go ahead and give me yours.
So I had Kansas City winning 13-4. Then I had Raiders 9-8, Chargers 9-8, Broncos 9-8.
Interesting. So I want to know, but don't tell me yet which if any of those even made the playoffs. So I actually think you'll like mine a little bit more, though not quite that far off from yours here. So this is one of the ones I said I had two teams at 15-2. The Chiefs came in at 15-2 for me. I did not have them losing many games, obviously. I had the Broncos coming in at 10-7. The Chargers in at 9-8, and the Raiders at 6-11. And that was one that kind of surprised me because I actually like somewhat what the Raiders are doing, but the more I thought about it, I think that offensive line has not been good. I'm still worried that defense is not going to be good. So maybe that's why I did give them a couple big wins. I did have them beating the Chiefs one time and the Browns late in the season as well, but I didn't realize I was going to have them that low. So that was kind of one of the more surprising ones for me.
I didn't realize they were all going to have turned out with the same record. I think that just part of it's probably my pessimism sometimes with Denver, but also I think there's such parity in there. And
yeah,
those divisional games in the AFC West sometimes really are counterintuitive.
Yeah, I mean, there's one division that I have fairly close, which is funny because, I mean, you guys will know because you – remember we did this last year. It's the same division I had with like three of the four teams all making the playoffs last year. And again, I have them all very close this year as well. So let's go to the AFC.
I will say AFC West is one of two divisions for me that when we finish, I had all four teams above 500.
All right. Give me your AFC North predictions.
So I have Baltimore on top 12-5, Cleveland 11-6. Pittsburgh 9-8, and Cincinnati 6-11.
All right, so we are kind of close on this as well. I have the Ravens at 13-4, the Browns at 12-5, the Steelers at 9-7, and the Bengals at 5-12. So we're pretty close in line with there. Go ahead.
Must be 9-8, right? Because 9-7, you're missing a game.
Oh, let me click on the Steelers schedule and see which game I didn't pick.
Yeah, because somebody else will be skewed if he.
Yeah, let's see here. I'm not showing anybody missing. Not the Steelers. Where did I miss a game? Bills, Raiders, Bengals, Packers, Broncos, Seahawks, Browns. Oh, dang it. The Bears game. Okay, that'll change. That didn't change much for me. 10-7. Oh, no, that changed my whole playoffs. Shit. Okay, we're going to have to redo the playoffs now. You know what? Nah. Oh, it's going to mess up my playoffs anyways, even if I go the other way, right? Okay, yeah. Steelers at 9-8. Okay, so, yeah, there we go. I don't know how I missed that one. Now I'm worried I missed other games. I guess we're about to find out.
Well, if you read a record, we'll spot if it sounds like...
No, 9-8, 2-15, that all looks right. All right, so... Yeah. Yeah, 9-8 for the Steelers. I'm actually going to pick the Bears to win that game. I think Justin Fields is starting by then, and I'm hoping for big things for my guy there. So, AFC South here for Mr. Fox. Who you got?
So this was probably one of the more surprising divisions for me when I got to the end. I had Indianapolis winning at 9-8.
Okay.
Tennessee 9-8. Jacksonville 5-12, and then Houston 2-15. I'm assuming they're either Watson's not there or not available.
Yeah, I went through this. We kind of talked about this earlier in the day. I went through this as in Watson's likely not playing all year. That's just kind of how I approach it. There's a lot of rumors that he's not going to. So that's just kind of how I approach this first one. We'll obviously hopefully know a little bit more as the season gets closer to see if he is even going to be able to play games. If he's suspended, does he get knocked out, put on the commissioner's list? We'll hopefully know more of that, obviously, as we get closer to the season. For me, I'm a little bit more bullish on the Colts than you are. I had them at 12-5, the Titans at 9-8, the Jags at 2-15, and the Texans at 1-16. I just did not see them doing much. So, yeah.
I thought that was low on the Jags.
Tyrod and Davis Mills. So, looks like Dennis is ready to go to give us his. So, go ahead and start it with the AFC East, Dennis.
Well, is there a way to click on the to get it to sort by division now? Or am I scrolling?
It just shows you along
Yeah, it should show
sides,
you on the sides.
Right, but it isn't broken up by division. It's in playoff order.
Oh, you must be able to change that because mine, I always look at it as divisions. There might be a filter at the top.
Try clicking. Well, hang on. I think because mine's all messed up now, too, because I redid mine. Click a wild card. So after you go through, I think there's a way to click on. Well, mine shows all on the sides, so I don't know.
Yeah,
even in the wild card thing. If you look on the left and the right hand side, it should show all the divisions. Okay.
I got it by conference. Okay. Which one am I starting with?
AFC East.
AFC East. So I have the Dolphins winning the division at 12-5, followed by the Bills at 11-6, Patriots 6-11, and the Jets at 1-16. Now, I feel like when I did this earlier, I had the Jets with 3 or 4 wins. I must say I felt like I was under undue pressure here to try and do this at the beginning of the show, but it's my own dang fault.
I will say the very interesting thing between last year and this year is that both last year and this year, Dennis was higher on the Dolphins than me and Matt and lower on the Bills than me and Matt. And that's 2 years in a row. So I find that very, and you were right on the Dolphins too. You were a lot closer on the Dolphins prediction last year than me and Matt were. All right, give us your AFC West. Oh, go
ahead. The Patriots and Jets. I've got the. It looks like that. It's showing the Bills and the Dolphins both making the playoffs in my setup here. So, the AFC West. You said.
Yes.
Yep.
All right, I have the Chiefs rolling 16-1, followed by the Chargers at 13-4, and Broncos and Raiders at 5-12 each. I feel like the Chiefs might have been had a couple more losses in my earlier one, but still winning the division. You know, the Broncos is I want to be higher on them, but I feel like maybe good for you, Matt, that it's going to be the last season of Vic Fangio. They're going to be playing quarterback carousel this season, and I think it's going to unless Javonte Williams and Melvin Gordon kick it up and eat up clock and allow that defense to stay off the field and grind some games out. I feel like it's going to be a little bit of a struggle from the quarterback roulette there.
I mean, I like the Chargers pick. I won't lie. I'd love to see my boy Justin Herbert. I actually picked him to beat the Browns. I'd love to see Justin Herbert make the playoffs.
What I hear you saying, though, is George Patton should pack his things and fly back to Minnesota right now.
All right, give us a
Patton. Isn't he new compared to Fangio?
I think he just happened this year, didn't he?
All right, so Fangio will go, Patton will bring in his own guy, so you're stuck with Patton.
Maybe not. I mean,
yeah,
stuff happens.
All right, give us your AFC.
You'll get all the way back at GM.
Your lips
my
to God's
AFC
ears.
Browns 12-5, Ravens 10-7, Bengals 10-7, Steelers 5-12.
Ooh, you said 10-7 for the Ravens and the Bengals.
Yep, and only the Browns making the playoffs out of the North.
And what'd you have the Steelers at again? I'm sorry.
5-12.
Is that you just don't believe in Big Ben?
Yeah, I think he's gonna fall apart. I just feel like they're gonna and. Honestly, they don't have anything behind him. Unless Haskins or Rudolph show something they haven't shown in the previous 3 years or Dobbs, they're going to have to show something we haven't seen on that team. So, and to me, it's just not there. So I think Ben's going to have that, you know, that I retired 1 year too late kind of season.
Interesting. All right. Let's go. What do we got left? AFC South.
South.
Am I the only one going? Did you guys make it through all four of
them?
Yeah,
we already did.
Yeah, we already made it through all four. Wow. Yeah.
Bam. All right. I've got the Colts at 14-3, the Titans at 13-4, both making the playoffs. The Jags at 4-13, and the Texans at 2-15. So apparently, between last time and this time, I found another win for the Texans.
So should you and I didn't give our playoffs. Should we give our playoff teams?
Do you want to do that first? You want to go through the NFC and then give playoffs?
We can go the NFC.
I mean, we could do the AFC. That's fine. Let's just go through the AFC. So the teams making the why my thing just froze up here. There we go. Right. Matt, go ahead and just give your playoff teams first the matchup there.
So I have 1 seed Kansas City, 2 Baltimore, 3 Buffalo, 4 Indianapolis, who would host Cleveland at 5, the Raiders at 6 going to Buffalo, and the Chargers at 7 going to Baltimore.
Go ahead and give me your winners too. Let's just take the AFC all the way up to the Super Bowl.
So I didn't play out playoffs.
Oh, why not? You got to do that.
I just thought we were doing the season.
No. I want your May play. I want your May Super Bowl prediction, baby. Come on. I already got mine fired up and ready to go.
I have no idea.
That's okay. Just pick somebody. You got to pick somebody. I'll give you mine really quick. So I've got the Chiefs as the 1 seed as well. The 2-7 matchup for me is Bills Dolphins. I have the Bills winning that. 3-6 is Ravens Broncos. I have the Ravens winning that. And then 5-4 is Browns Colts. And I took the Browns to beat the Colts.
So I have the 4-5 game being the Browns versus the Titans, with the Titans at the Browns with the Browns winning. Chargers at the Dolphins with the Dolphins winning. Bills at the Colts. So something's not going to go right as I look at my wild card round, because I have picked all home teams. So there's going to be at least 2 that I'm wrong on.
All right, Matt, you go through yours yet?
Oh, I don't have it up. I wrote all my stuff out on a sheet. Okay. So
just I'd have to go find sheet.
It. I'd have to go find it. But I don't actually have space to do that. I just have them seated.
Who do you have? Who do you have on the first matchup?
I didn't do it, but like, I just did. I didn't match them. I just did by seeds.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, well, that's fine. I guess me and Dennis will give ours. So let's go. What did that do right there? So then, Dennis, that goes to the divisional round for you. Who did you have going into the two games in the divisional round? Who did you have winning?
So I have the Colts versus the Dolphins with the Colts winning. And then the Browns at the Chiefs with the Browns winning, getting sweet, sweet revenge. After the fumble and all of these different things where the Browns keep coming up short, it's our damn time, goddammit.
So I have the 1-5 is the Chiefs-Browns, and I have the Browns winning that as well. And then the 2-3 as the Bills-Ravens, and I have the Ravens winning that to set up a championship game between the Browns at the Ravens, where, unfortunately, I picked the Ravens to win and go to the Super Bowl. Dennis,
who you can't even pick the Browns in May?
I can't do it. I'm too pessimistic. I'm not even sure they're going to be that good this year. I'm still worried about it. I need to see it to believe it.
Well, I have the Browns upsetting the Colts in the championship game.
That'd be so great. I'd be texting Tony the whole time, talking all kinds of shit. All right, so you've got the Browns going to the Super Bowl for the AFC, and I have got the Ravens. Let's go ahead and talk about the NFC side. Matt, I'll kick it to you first here for the NFC East. Who do you have winning and following suit?
Okay, so for the East, I have the Cowboys at 12-5, Washington at 9-8, Philadelphia at 4-13, the Giants at 4-13.
9-8. I'm sorry. Trying to keep up.
And then 4-13 for the Eagles and Giants.
Giants and Eagles at 4-13. All right. Dennis, what did you have for the NFC East?
Well, I have the football team checking in with a record of 15-2. I expect that defense. I expect that defense to carry him, and Ryan Fitzpatrick to just make some plays when he has to. Now, I also expect those two losses to be classic Ryan Fitzpatrick 5-interception losses. Followed by the Cowboys at 9-8, Eagles 5-12, Giants 3-14. I think the Giants are going to struggle this year, which sucks for the number of Daniel Jones shares that I have.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to be a rough year in New York.
All right, so for mine, and this is one of those I mentioned earlier that it's going to be really weird when you hear these records here for some of these teams. I have the Washington football team winning the East as well with a 12-5 record. I have the Cowboys also finishing 12-5. Then I have the Giants and the Eagles both finishing at 1-16. So, yeah. I did not expect that, did not realize it until I went in and started looking at how these things finished. But again, I didn't want to go in and change anything. I wanted this just gut reaction kind of first run through. So that'll obviously change as things get closer because I don't expect the Giants to be that bad. I actually do kind of think the Giants are going to be okay. But yeah, hey, Justin Fields, you are the best quarterback in the league. I'm not going to lie. You're definitely the best quarterback in the league. Just saying. I actually gave the Bears, I'm sure, a couple extra wins they probably weren't going to get because I believe in Justin Fields there. All right, so the NFC West there for you, Matt. Who do you have winning the division and following suit?
I have the Rams at 12-5, then Arizona at 10-7, Seattle at 10-7, and then the 49ers at 9-8.
Ours are very, very different. Dennis, what do you have?
Well, I have the Seahawks at 11-6 winning the division. Cardinals coming in second at 10-7, though I feel like I'm a little high on them in my first pass here. 49ers at 8-9, and the Rams at 6-11. So I feel like I did my boy Matt Stafford wrong there.
Man, you guys are really low on the Rams for some reason.
I was 12-5 on the Rams.
Oh, were you? I thought you were lower.
I have the Rams winning at 12-5.
Oh, you did. My bad. I thought you had Seattle winning. Okay. Why are you lower on the Rams there, Dennis?
Well, the sheer pressure of having to get my picks done without thinking about them. Now, I feel like in my first pass, I had the Rams around 500, 9-8, somewhere up there. I don't know that I had them making the playoffs, but I don't think I had them at 6-11 either. So, you know, I think their defense is going to carry them a little further than I've got them here on this. Stafford will give them a little more firepower to the offense. So I feel like it's going to be the 49ers. In my previous iteration of this, I feel like it was Seattle winning the division with the Rams second, 49ers and Cardinals both missing the playoffs. I think I only had like 5 or 6 wins for the Cardinals in the first one. So I'm not sure what I saw this time going through it other than, you know, being stressed out.
All right. So for me, I am fully bought into a 49ers rebound here. I've got them at 15-2. They're my other team that finished 15-2 in my standings. Then I have the Rams coming in at 14-3, the Cardinals at 11-6, and the Seahawks down at 9-8, and finishing 0-6 in the division, which I thought was interesting. I was not expecting that until I went through and looked at that. That takes us to the NFC North, where Justin Fields resides. Matt, how did you have the NFC North panning out?
I have the Packers at 12-5. Kind of assuming Aaron Rodgers does not leave.
Yeah,
Chicago 7-10, Minnesota 7-10, Detroit 4-13.
Kind of have them in the same order, pretty close. I've got the Packers in first, but I have them at 16-1. I sit here right now, and I think if you thought Aaron Rodgers was pissed off last season, wait till this season. He's really mad now. He's out there he's going to treat the rest of the NFL like they're a naughty puppy and rub their nose in it. And the Packers second at 7-10, Bears 6-11, and the Lions 3-14. Do you want to know when I think Fields takes over, or you want to take that for later?
No, go ahead. Where'd you have the Bears at again?
6-11
6-11
Yep. So I have Fields coming in, taking over the job in week four.
Fuck.
They're going to.
Why?
We talked about this last week, Matt, as I'm actually going to be at the week three game, Bears-Browns. Yeah. So I'm hoping he's going to play by then because I want to see him play.
Well, they start off against the Rams at home, at the Rams. So no. I think they're going to play Dalton then. Then they're playing the Bengals at the Bears, and I just feel like the Bengals offense is going to be kicking as good as the Bears defense can play at times. I just don't think Dalton will be able to pull it out. Then they're at the Browns, Bears at the Browns, and I think the Browns are going to pull that off. So after going 0-3, I think they put Fields in, and he gets that win against the Lions and kind of starts them off. He ends up going 6-8 the rest of the way.
I have him coming in week 11 when they're 4-5 after their bye week. After their bye week, because I think that then they'll be in a position where it's we got to make some kind of change. We're fading away. I think Lawrence and Wilson will play all season. I have Lance not getting in at all because I had this 49ers in playoff contention all the way through. And then Jones was probably the trickiest one. I thought maybe coming in week 15 because I was looking. I had the Patriots at 6-7 heading into. They have that really late bye.
I feel like if Cam
struggles at all, I get a two quarterback feel from the Patriots. I think they're going to be measured with their approach to Jones because they don't want to break him. They know he comes from a good program. Unless Newton is completely wiped out by injury, I don't think Bill sits him down. I think he ends up playing both of them by midseason, and it just is a clusterfuck in a season where they just kind of write it off. And I don't think they have the firepower at receiver or running back to make a big push anyways. So I think it ends up being starts out all Cam, then it becomes the two of them for a few games in the middle, then it finishes out with Mac Jones. And I agree with Matt. I don't think Lance really sees the field in anything but mop-up duty unless Garoppolo gets injured.
So for my NFC North, I had the Packers at 14-13, the Bears at 9-8, the Vikings at 4-13, and the Lions at 1-16 as well. So four teams finishing 1-16 for me, which is probably not probable. And I didn't realize that either until I kind of went through and looked at this here again. But I'm with Dennis. I think, and Matt, I think both you guys said that I expect Rodgers to play all season for the Packers and be pretty pissed off the entire time. So I've got them winning that pretty easily. That takes us now to the NFC South. Matt, give me your predictions on the South.
I have Tampa Bay finishing first, 13-4. New Orleans, 10-7. Atlanta, 7-10. Carolina, 7-10.
All right. Dennis, what about you?
I've got the Buccaneers at 14-3, followed by the Saints at 12-5. I went back and forth with the Saints because I feel like there's part of me that says the transition to Jameis/Taysom could be screwy, but I feel like the defense is pretty good. And so for me, I've got them going 5-1 in the division, which I don't know. It may be more of a 10-7 season as opposed to a 12-5 season. When I dig a little deeper in, have the Falcons going 4-13 and the Panthers going 4-13. And I feel like I'm probably three, maybe four games too low on the Panthers. Just doing a quick and dirty pass through. I feel like the Panthers are a 7-win team with the unless I just feel like they're going to have the offensive firepower to beat mediocre defenses. I think if the other team has a really good offense, then they may have some issues. But if you've got a team with an average offense and an average defense, I feel like Carolina's offense will be able to put up enough points to win a couple, three games against those type of teams.
I mean, I hope you're right. I was obviously much higher on the Panthers than you guys were last year. I've kind of fallen down on them this year. I got the Bucs at 11-6, the Saints at 8-9, the Falcons at 8-9, and the Panthers at 4-13. So I've only got the Bucs making the playoffs here in the South. I just think it's going to be a little bit tougher transition here for the Saints. I think they probably will be good moving forward, but I'm not sure that the – I just feel like Sean Payton's going to do a little too much switching of Winston and Taysom Hill to start off the season, and that might cost them a couple games. Panthers, I still think, are probably a year away. I do think Darnold can be kind of rehabilitated into a good quarterback, but I think Brady's going to need at least a year with him to kind of make that happen. And then the Falcons, I mean, I have them at 8-9. I think that offense, I think, is going to be really good, but that defense is just going to be so bad. I think that's what's going to end up costing them enough games to kind of keep them out of the playoff race there. So that gives us our NFC teams. Matt, you have your seedings, right? You just don't have the match or like how far it goes.
I just went and pulled up my thing and went and played it through. So,
oh, okay. Do you want to give us your AFC ones really quick?
Okay, so hold on, let me go back. So AFC, the first round, I had Cleveland over Indianapolis, Buffalo over the Raiders, Chargers over the Ravens. Then second round, I had Cleveland over Buffalo, Kansas City over the Chargers, AFC Championship game, Kansas City over Cleveland.
All right. And then so let's go to the NFC side now. So you've got Kansas City in the Super Bowl. I've got Baltimore. Dennis has Cleveland. Let's go to the NFC now. Go ahead and run through your wild card round for the NFC, Matt.
Okay, so 7 seed New Orleans at 2nd seed Green Bay. I had Green Bay winning. 6th seed Seattle at 3 seed Dallas. I had Seattle winning. 5th seed Arizona at 4th seed Los Angeles Rams. I had the Rams winning. Then in the next round, I had the Rams.
Hang on, just do your wild card. Who'd you have was your Bucks the number one seed?
Yeah. Bucks number one seed.
All right, Dennis, give us who your one seed was and run through the wild card round. You're muted.
So I have the Packers as the number one seed, going 16-1. And then I have the 4-5 matchup is the Saints at the Seahawks, with the Seahawks winning. 3-6 matchup is the Cards at the Buccaneers, with the Buccaneers winning. And then the 7-2 matchup is the Cowboys at the Washington football team, with the Washington football team winning. That's going to be a matchup of a really powerful offense versus a really powerful defense, and that should be really something to watch.
It's interesting. We have somewhat of at least the Cowboys with Washington won the same matchup. So my number one seed was the 49ers. At the 5-4 matchup, I had the Buccaneers at home against the Rams, with the Rams pulling off the upset on the road. 3-6, the Washington football team versus the Cowboys, Washington winning at home. And then the 2-7 Packers Cardinals, with the Packers winning at home. That takes us to the divisional round there. Matt, how did you have the divisional round shaking out?
Now you're muted too now. I'm not the only one that does it.
I have the Rams over the Packers, and then the Buccaneers over the Seahawks.
Dennis?
The divisional round?
Yes.
I have the Washington football team defeating the Buccaneers in Washington, and then the Packers defeating the Seahawks at home.
Ooh, interesting. So I have the number 2 seed Packers at the number 3 seed Washington football team. Packers at home against the number 3 Washington football team, with the Packers winning. And then the number 1 seed 49ers against the number 5 seed Rams, with the 49ers winning, setting up a rematch of the NFC championship game from a couple years ago. Packers 49ers. Dennis, how did you have your NFC Championship game playing out?
Well, I have the Washington football team going down to the Packers.
So Packers, Browns, very nice. I like that. Baker versus Rodgers for Dennis.
TV ratings juggernaut. TV ratings
and
juggernaut.
Then, Matt, who did you have coming out of the NFC to face the Chiefs in the Super Bowl for you?
I had the Buccaneers beating the Rams, so that tells me that I didn't like my seeding the way it came out.
I have the number one, number two seed for me, 49ers at home against the Packers, with the Packers beating the 49ers, getting their revenge, going to play the Baltimore Ravens in the Super Bowl. And I have the Packers winning the Super Bowl for me, Aaron Rodgers giving the ultimate middle finger to the Green Bay franchise. Although I guess in a way he's getting a championship out of it too, but just kind of like, you wanted to do all this to me, here you go. Dennis, you had the Browns and the Packers. Who did you have winning the Super Bowl?
Don't do this to me.
I have the Browns.
If I can't pick the Browns in May, when can I pick them? God damn it. I have Myles Garrett in that defensive line, wreaking havoc on Aaron Rodgers, making him run around while Denzel Ward blankets Davante Adams. And, you know, who else do they have then, really? I mean, then it comes down to let Nick Chubb do Nick Chubb things.
I wish, you know, it'd be a great day in February for Mr. Bruning here if that happens. Matt, who'd you have?
I can't bring myself to pick the Chiefs, so I had to pick Tampa Bay, which I'm not happy about any of this. I have to redo it now. This playing out the playoffs made me hate my whole thing.
Yeah, I hear you. I wasn't really thrilled with mine either. So that we'll do, obviously, again, do this as we get closer to the season, just to see how much that changes. So moving forward, I didn't realize we're already getting like that close to the season. It's like, oh, yeah. When you go and look at it based on at least how we podcast, it's really a lot closer than I thought it was. So we will likely start moving into divisional stuff and then giving our player rankings, obviously, as we start getting closer to the season so that we can get all this done. We've all got a little bit of vacation time mixed in here, so we might see a little bit of different podcasting setups and everything. We might do some pre-recorded stuff and then post them out. But I know, Dennis, you've got vacation coming up. I've got vacation coming up in a couple weeks. Matt, do you have another one, or do you
just end of July
in the city of sin, and now you're going somewhere else? Yeah, I can't wait for my vacation. It cannot get here soon enough. So that will be it for us today, because I've got to go, unfortunately. So we will talk to you guys again on Thursday. Yeah, Matt? I don't even know what we're going to talk about, but we'll talk about something. We'll figure something out. We'll
surprise ourselves.
Yeah, that sounds like a plan. Everybody have a great day, and we will see you guys again on Thursday.
Prepare for glory!
I don't know if you got your pop on there. Do you got your popcorn ready?
I came out the womb, I was ready.
And he's hit the end zone for an unbelievable touchdown.
I would be honored if you played football for this team.
Throw it up above his head. They can't jump with me. Golly!
Only tackle him at the 40-yard line.
Who can make a play? I can! Who can make a play? I can!